From up in the nosebleeds to down to the 50-yard line, wherever you watch the game, this is the place to sound off. Sports Talk with Jock on 770 CHQR.
He's super athletic. He's a guy that went to the combine and ran and did tests and stuff. But, you know, he's got a big leg. He's got nice hang on the ball. He's somebody that's pulled it and ran, if something happens. But he's just somebody that we thought we identified, and we reached out to him during the window, and it worked out. Yeah.
So you just heard from Mark Killam, the special teams coordinator for the Calgary Stampeders. He calls him super athletic with a big leg, nice hang on the ball, the best national punter available. He is the newest member of the Calgary Stampeders, or at least one of the newest members of the Calgary Stampeders. A punter, Ronnie Peffer, joins us here tonight on Sports Talk with Chuck. Hey, Ronnie, how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
What do you think of those nice, kind words from Mark Killam, your new boss?
They're real nice. I mean, I've always wanted to play for him. He's pretty much the best special teams coordinator in this league, and I know he's going to be able to take my game to new heights and push me to be the best I can be.
Well, and let's be honest, because Rob Maver was a pretty popular member of the Calgary Stampeders. Big shoes to fill, but you knew that coming in.
Definitely, but to be honest, Rob Maver, he should be in the Hall of Fame. I think he was the best Canadian punter, pins the ball perfectly on the coffin corners, and I'm just trying to get there and do the best I can for the team.
Have you talked to him? Did you know him very well? Like, has he given you some advice?
I do. He's actually from Guelph. We were chatting right after I signed, and he said congratulations, and he told me it's a wonderful place to play, great fans and great atmosphere, and I'm going to really like it there.
Well, I think you will like it here, and believe me, when football season starts, Stampeder fans are some of the best in the business, without a doubt. But let's talk about you, the kicker, Ronnie, because you have had some injuries, and I guess that's the one red flag when people talk about you as the individual. Talk a little bit about those injury struggles you've had as a pro, because it has derailed you a little bit at times.
Most definitely. But I mean, so basically my first year, I thought I got off to a great start. Unfortunately, I had a broken ankle at the end of the season. Everything's all healed up, feels great now. And then I ended up tearing my quad 1 year. But at the end, it's just battling through adversity and picking your head up, picking your game up, and just trying to play better and stay on the field healthy.
Yeah, you're totally healthy now?
I feel great. I feel fantastic right now.
Well, and the other key, you're only 27. And to me, that's the prime of your football career. And you got to feel that same way because, you still have a number of years to really make your mark in this league.
Oh, I 100% agree. And I just feel like the more experience you get, the more comfortable you get out there. And the older you get, you just get wiser, right? And you know how to take it day by day, take quality over quantity, and not take as many kicks, and just go through the motion and be more consistent throughout the process. And you learn that throughout the years you're playing.
Well, and even though you played only the 12 games last year, you have to feel pretty good about your average. You know, I believe your average was just under 45.
Yeah, it was a great season. I mean, I had a really good special teams unit that was running down the field and definitely helped out with the net average. And yeah, last year was really good. Unfortunately, I had a concussion at the beginning of the season, but I picked it up. I thought I did really well when I got back, and all thanks to kind of the team that was helping me out.
How are you on the fakes, and how's your arm? Because, Maver used to like to take off every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. Maver's definitely very athletic. I mean, I love to run the football, so we'll see what ends up happening. I had a nice freedom when I played for Wilfrid Laurier to run the ball all the time. And last year I was fortunate enough. I mean, a guy came off the edge and I tucked and ran it and got the first down. So nice. I know Coach Killam's always got some tricks up his sleeve, so it'll be fun playing for him.
Stampeder punter Ronnie Peffer is a special guest here on Sports Talk with Jock, talking a little football with pro sports being shut down. And Ronnie, I do have to ask you a little bit because you've done some place kicking as well, although they've got a pretty good place kicker here in Calgary and Rennie Paredes. But what about your leg on kickoffs? Like, is that something you do have a little bit of age on Rennie?
Rennie's a great kicker, great kickoff guy as well. I'm just looking forward to playing with him. Whatever I can do for the team to help out, I'll do. But I'm just looking forward to being out there.
Yeah, fair enough. How did it transpire in Calgary? Because you were a day one free agent. So obviously they had you on the radar big time. Did you have Calgary on the radar?
When the week first opened up, I was just playing out the options, seeing what was available. And right when Coach Killam called me, I knew that that was the place to be. Just the words he said right from the beginning made me already feel like home. And when I ended up signing with Calgary, I was treated with love by the teammates already, with Renee and PL and the coaches, and I'm just excited to be out there now.
Did you know PL very well? Because that's a big part of the team, isn't it, with your long snapper?
I personally don't know PL. Okay. We have a weird, different relationship just because my wife now is apparently friends with his girlfriend, so that'll be a good conversation to start once I finally get to meet him in person. But other than that, no, I've never met him. Just on the field, said a few words.
So what are you doing to keep yourself in shape right now? I know social distancing and physical distancing is you know what we all have to do right now, staying at home. But can you get out and kick a few balls, or is there still snow on the ground in Kitchener like there is here in Calgary?
It's beautiful here in Ontario. It was actually 15 degrees. I had to take the winter tires off today
because
getting a little too hot for them. But gyms are closed. I'm not sure in Alberta, but the fields are now closed. We can't access them here.
Okay.
But I'm just working out at home, doing home workouts, and just getting the flexibility ready. And when the season calls and the season's ready to go, I'll be ready to go with it.
Yeah, you're staying safe and healthy then from that perspective?
Exactly. Just staying home, just self-distancing. And I just recently got married, so spending a bunch of time with my new wife. And
Hey, that's one of the perks of the shutdown. That's very, you know, the honeymoon never ends from that perspective. But is she excited about coming to Calgary too, or what does she do in the off season?
She's actually a pharmaceutical sales representative, so she'll be staying in Ontario. We're both really excited. We've really wanted to visit Calgary, and I've heard it's a wonderful city. I've played some games there, but haven't really been out to enjoy Lake Louise and Banff and everything. So we're definitely excited to go out there and definitely see the fans. I mean, I've been treated with love right from the beginning. I've gotten tweets, Instagram messages, and these fans are something. I'll tell you that. I'm excited.
That is a little bit tough, though, isn't it? A newlywed, and you're basically going to have to move away from home to play to follow your pro career.
Definitely, but that's just what pro sports are. Her and I sat down and talked, and she's going to fly out a bunch of times. I'm just fortunate enough that we ended up getting our wedding in before all of this happened.
Yeah,
I mean, we decided to do it on the leap year day, so we're going to celebrate our anniversary every 4 years. So it should be everything worked out for the best. So now I'm just excited and just kind of waiting the days to hear when the CFL season will start up.
Okay, I say this in jest because I get a lot of flack for my name, and Jock is my given name, and Ronnie is probably your given name. Is there a story behind Ronnie, or do the guys call you Ronnie, or how does that work?
So my real name is Ronald, but I go by Roddy. I'm actually the second, so my dad's Ronald as well.
Okay.
So yeah, we have a little funny thing. My parents, I don't know if they want to be real original, but so my dad's Ronald, my brother's name's Sean, but his middle name's Ronald, so it's Sean Ronald Pepper. And then for myself, my parents said, hey, you know what, let's do a middle name, and we'll name him Ronald Sean Pepper. So we've stuck the same names in the family, if that's good, what you want to hear.
So who gave you the nickname Ronnie then? Or was that just too easy?
That was just something. I didn't want to go by Ronald, and Ronnie's just a nice name, worked out for me, so just go with that.
Do your teammates have a nickname for you, or do they just call you Ronnie?
There's just a bunch of nicknames. I mean, every team you go to, someone else creates a different nickname for you. So as the years go on, you have a bunch of them from different people. So,
what was your nickname last year in Toronto?
Some just called me Ron John. Some called me Hollywood, just because I like to wear my sunglasses a lot. But other than that, that's about it from last year. So
Hollywood. Well, hopefully you're going to need that here in Calgary. We get lots of sunshine here as soon as the snow leaves. So
exactly.
Well, I wish I could say we're going to see you in Calgary shortly, but we really don't know. So nice just to talk some football, Ronnie, and really appreciate your time tonight. Thanks so much, and can't wait to see you in Calgary when things do get rolling.
Yeah, I'm excited, and thank you for having me on the show.
Hey, no problem at all. That is almost too funny. You know, I get joked a lot about with my own name, Jock, and I sometimes think, what were my parents thinking? But can you imagine, you know, you're called Ronald Sean, and then your brother's called Sean Ronald. Like, that. That's just wrong. But I do have so much respect for Ronnie because what did he say about his marriage? He got married on leap year. You know, so obviously February 29th, that's a smart dude. He only has to buy an anniversary gift every 4 years. Well done, my man. That is smart. That is smart thinking. If he, my producer, Steve Norton, just said, if he remembers it. If he doesn't remember that, he's in big doo-doo, okay? Oh, man, that's respect. That is respect. What we're going to do here on Sports Talk with Jock, we're going to break for the news at the bottom of the hour. When we come back, very special guest. You might remember him if you're an old-timer like myself. Steve Simmons used to be a columnist here in Calgary. Now he is a columnist in Toronto for the Toronto Sun Post Media. Steve Simmons is going to drop by for a special guest. We're going to talk lots. We're going to talk a little bit about the Toronto Blue Jays. We'll talk a little bit about Humboldt. We just may talk a little bit about his time here in Calgary as well. So you don't want to miss Steve Simmons right around the corner. This is Sports Talk with Jock. Phone lines are always open, 403-974-8255. You can follow me on Twitter at Sports on 770. My email address, jock@770chqr.com.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.